From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Them say every mickle make a muckle. And as we'll hear from one past student who's been giving back to his former high school a little at a time, this is indeed true. This is how he's been sharing the love. Stay with us for the details. After leaving high school, most students only return for their 10-year class reunion. Some never do. But there are the faithful few who go back and lend a hand in the growth and development of their alma mater. One such kind-hearted person is Jerome Clark, who recently donated equipment and tools to his alma mater, the Manning School in Westmoreland.
I give because I know there's a need for it, and I feel like we should give back to our community somehow.
Electrical engineering teacher at Manning's, Errol Thompson, says the school's electrical department was in need of equipment that would allow the students to safely complete their labs. His prayer was answered when Mr. Clark donated the much-needed equipment to the school. A voltage tester will allow students to check line voltage without exposing themselves to electrically charged wires.
And we also got 2 clamp meters, which enables us to measure current without having to disconnect the wires and put the meters in like we normally do. Really, it's much safer and easier to use.
Electrical engineering teacher at the Manning School, Errol Thompson. The handy tools will aid in the work of the students, allowing them to practice their craft in smaller groups.
Tools which would go as far as enabling more persons to work. What we have to do because of the shortage of tools is to have larger groups. This will enable us to have much smaller groups, and persons will definitely learn more in smaller groups.
He says the equipment is a step up from the analog ones the school used previously. The equipment is safer and easier to use and is expected to greatly assist students in preparing for their Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC.
These equipment now allows to like test the circuits that we set up on a much safer level. Usually, we'd have to like test from one end of a circuit with a live wire and then test the other end of the circuit. But now we can just basically place that on the wire and get a reading, which is much safer for us.
Electrical engineering student at Manning's, Niall Anderson.
The person who donated these was a very kind heart indeed, because they recognized that we needed these things, and I would just like to say that I'm very grateful to that person.
Mr. Clark says he will continue to make small donations to the school as he's determined to meet as many needs as he can.
But he has always been in contact. Last year he came by and he gave me some drawing equipment, which really assisted persons in technical drawing. He has maintained that this year again, returning with the electrical tools, which is very welcome.
Electrical engineering teacher at the Manning School, Errol Thompson. Philanthropist Jerome Clark is urging fellow students to make a contribution to their former school, no matter how small.
Get in touch with the department to help and see what their needs are.
And if you too would like to make a donation to the Manning School in Westmoreland, call 955-2834 or 844-9464. And that's it for today's program. As Charles Dickens says, no one is useless in this world who lightens the burdens of others. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, reminding you to continue to share the love.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.